There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
To the defense we go. We had Chick Hernandez on the blitz. We asked him this question. I want to pose it to you guys at 800-636-1067. Their defense was incredible yesterday. They shoved on Cleveland's offense. This was the worst defense in the league at getting sacks. They had 7 of them. This was the worst defense in the league at getting stops on third down. They were 12 for their first 12. How much of yesterday's dominance on that side of the ball was about the Browns, as opposed to the fact that Washington is fixing some of its problems? This is what Chick had to say.
Deshaun Watson has given up on his squad. I give you all of that. But on defensively, you have to get after somebody like that. And they did. Okay? They did. Frankie Louvu, Wagner, who's always going to be there. I just watched Wagner making the defensive calls, and he was just like barking out stuff because he knew what was coming. That's not because of a bad Browns defense. That's because Bobby Wagner knows what he's doing, and he's that quarterback of that defense. So I wouldn't say it's an announcement. They have played two really strong football games the last 2 weeks, so they're beginning to kind of feel themselves. Joe Witt Jr. can do a few different things.
What do you think, Danny?
So I think of defense in this way. There are great defenses. They've existed. You know, you can write them off the top of your head. The Seattle defense, Legion of Boom, that won a Super Bowl, that shoved it on Peyton Manning. The Ravens 2000, the 85 Bears, a couple others kind of come to mind. Nobody should be saying that this is what that is. So short of that, if you're above us, you have to be, in my mind, you have to be above a certain threshold. Whatever you want to call that threshold. I don't have a good name for it. To do that to anybody. Yes, Cleveland's offense stinks. They stink. The Raiders didn't do that to them. The Giants didn't do that to them. The Jacksonville Jaguars didn't do that to them, right? I mean, as you look at it, you go, you've got to be good enough to be able to take advantage of a bad team. The way the 2020, were they then the WFT? I can't remember what they were in 2020. Anyway, the point is, that group played bad quarterbacks and dominated.
That was the Washington football
team. They were WFT then. They were good enough to beat up on bad teams. If they were bad, they wouldn't have been. Right, you'd see some of those games where some backup scrub quarterback is carving them up, and you're going, "What the hell's going on?" When they got to play Andy Dalton coming off the bench, he would kill him, and you go, "What the hell is happening? I thought this defense was good." You've got to be above a certain threshold. They went from not being above that threshold, in my opinion, through three games, to now being above it. These last 2 weeks really showed me something. Most specifically, looking at Arizona in real time, and then now 1 week later after Arizona's offense looked pretty good against San Francisco.
I think yesterday had more to do with the Browns than the Commanders.
I do too, for that dominant performance.
But they are way better than they were in week one. This is a different unit than that first game against the Bucs. It's a scheme that was going to take a few weeks with new coaches, new players. I think Witt and Quinn, as we kind of bet on in the offseason, and this coaching staff, really, position group by position group, is good enough that you knew they were going to keep ironing out wrinkles. They were going to keep finding solutions. Luvu's playing at a very high level. Chin's been better the last couple weeks than the first couple of weeks. Wagner is playing his best football of the season. Allen's coming off his two best games. Like, that is not all coincidental, right? That a lot of these guys are playing better, and this defense has gotten better. But the difference is, you just played the guy that's the easiest to sack in the NFL this season. And Deshaun Watson, who's seeing ghosts, who's just a broken version of himself. This coming week, you play the Ravens, and a guy that gets sacked 2% of the time, the lowest rate in the NFL, in Lamar Jackson. Even when you have him hemmed in, you can't get him down, just like Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to have 7 sacks this week. If they have more than 2 or 3, I think it'd be a massive victory. It would be a really, really good sign for this defense. But I think it was more about the Browns than the Commanders, which isn't a slight or meant as one. I do think there's growth. I do think they're playing well. And a lot of the problems from the beginning of the year, they're cleaning up. By only having Emmanuel Forbes on the field for 4 snaps yesterday, Danny, mm-hmm. That's a big, big deal.
Yeah.
The fact that they don't have to play him because Noah Igbinoghene is helping them more than was expected in training camp. They had him in the slot. The fact that you've been able to kick Mikey Sanristel out to the boundary, and he is playing a lot better right now than he was playing against the Bengals when he was getting torched by Ja'Marr Chase. You know, those were growing pains that are expected that Dan Quinn and company knew were going to happen. But you let him wear it, and you kind of see what kind of strides he makes. There are very few players on that defense that are not better right now with what they're giving them than against the Bucs and the Bengals or the Giants.
Yeah, a lot of it is figuring out, to your point, the staff going, okay, maybe we don't put this guy, fill in the blank who that is, in this spot. Maybe we try to avoid that. Maybe we cover it in a different way. Maybe we give something else up or accentuate the strengths. Because week one Frankie Louvu is not the same as week five Frankie Louvu. He's not. This dude gets to line up everywhere and blitz a whole bunch more and was aggressive and awesome, and they found a way to turn him loose while not losing anything in other spots.
10 pass rushes, 5 pressures, and 3 sacks he contributed.
Just absurd.
Credit for 2.5. And, oh, by the way, on one of those rushes, he was at the quarterback and grabbed the football that was in the air on like a fumble that was an interception slash the ball came out of his hand, whatever you want to call it. It was officially a fumble recovery.
It was a Micah Parsons-y-like game. Now, I'm not saying they're the same player, but that, I mean, that's the kind of thing. The guy lines up everywhere and it's impossible to stop.
Totally was.
Right?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.